Good morning. That is some lovely singing. I was really blessed. I know. You don't know Chinese, so comes you are blessed.
因为你们的美妙的歌声,我感到非常受祝福.
Well, that's kind of one of my New Year resolution.
这是我一个今年新年的一个新希望.
That the Lord will do mighty things.
上帝会在我们当中做奇妙的大事.
If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 17.
如果你有你的圣经的话, 请打开到出埃及记第17章.
Exodus 17. We're going to talk about spiritual warfare.
我们今天要来讲的是一个属灵征战.
There are certain things that I know for sure. One of those things is, I know that everyone inside here is subjected to spiritual attacks.
有一件事情我很明确, 就是我在这里的所有每一个人,
what do I mean by that?
我这样讲是什么意思呢?
That right now in your family, in your personal life, those around you, the enemy is after you.
在我们,你们自己的生命当中,你们家庭当中,还有你们周遭人里面,这个仇敌正在来攻打你.
So today, we're going to learn how we can fight spiritual warfare.
今天我们要学习的是怎么样来打胜这个属灵征战.
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告.
O Father and O God, we know that you are in control.
天父我们的主,我们知道你掌权.
And Lord, that you have conquered the enemy Satan at the cross.
我们知道你击败了撒旦,因着你在十字架上的死.
And you have called us to walk in spiritual victory.
你呼召我们,让我们走在一个属灵得胜的道路当中.
Lord, we need your help.
天父,我们需要你的帮助.
For many of us, we have loved ones who were praying for their salvation.
我们可能有一些在为我们所爱的人,为了他们的救恩所祷告.
We are fearful about what's going to happen in the future, concerning especially our children.
或者是为着我们孩子未来,他们的成长祷告.
For many of us, we struggle with insecurities.
我们一些人甚至里面,当中里面有许多的不安.
And maybe for some of us, we can't wait to get a divorce.
或者甚至我们可能
so many things that are stalking us.
有这么多的东西来窥探我们,来攻击我们.
And we wonder, where is the victory that we heard about in Christianity?
我们常常在想说,我们在耶稣基督里面会听到这个得胜到底在哪里呢?
Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, in Jesus' name.
主,愿我的话语,愿我心的思想,在你里面得到喜悦,这样祷告,奉主的圣名而求.
Amen. Now, I have a picture there. I wonder if you could guess what that is.
我这有一个照片,不知道你们能够猜出来这是什么东西。
Yes, you're right. That's an old gun.
是一把非常旧的手枪.
Now imagine you're going into war and somebody give you that and said, that's your weapon.
假设你今天要去战争,然后有人把这把枪给你说,就拿这个去打仗吧.
You'll be like, what?
你会很惊讶地看着他说,你在开什么玩笑?
But yet, that's the kind of weapon that we're going into a spiritual war with.
但是你发现很多时候我们进入一个属灵战的时候,我们就带着这一把破旧的手枪.
In other words, not many of us are properly geared up, ready for battle in the spiritual warfare.
换句话说,我们每一个人,很多人在进入到属灵战争的时候,事实上没有好好的装备好.
I don't want to give away too much, but our story takes us today in Exodus chapter 17 to the people of Israel.
我们今天的经节,我们今天的信息是从出埃及记第17章开始.
We're in Exodus 17, where Israel, they came out of Egypt. They were in slavery for more than 400 years.
以色列人他们才刚从埃及出来，他们在埃及做400年的奴隶。
And after they saw the God's miraculous hand and deliver them through the Red Sea,
当他们看到上帝的大能带领他们渡过红海之后，
In their journey in the desert, they encounter many tests.
在他们的这个在旷野的旅程里面，他们受到了很多的试炼。
Sometimes no water to drink.
可能有时候没有水喝。
Sometimes not enough food.
或者不够食物。
We are told that they came to a location right here called Rephidim.
我们知道他们现在来到一个地方叫做利非定。
That's where we find our story.
这是我们今天故事开始的地方。
Now if we're going to learn about spiritual warfare, we need to see, go back and see how God relates to his people when they had warfare back in the Old Testament.
如果我们要了解属灵征战的话，我们来看旧约里面，当上帝的子民进入战争的时候，上帝他是怎么带领他们。
Because the physical warfare is a demonstration of the spiritual warfare in the world that you cannot see.
因为这个一个那个当时一个战争预表的是一个我们属灵战争里面我们没有办法看到的一个现象。
The verses go like this. Let's start from verse 8 to verse 9.
我们从第八节到第九节开始。
And then Amalek came and fought with Israel at Rephidim. And so Moses said to Joshua, Choose for us men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow. And I will stand on the top of the hill with the staff of God in my hand.
那时亚玛力人来在利非定和以色列人征战，摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛力人征战，明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山底上。
Now let's set this up here. The Amalekites were a distant relative of Israel. They were actually Esau's grandson.
亚玛力人呢，他们事实上是以色列人他们的远亲，他们是以扫的曾孙。
They were a nomadic tribe and they were great warriors. They loved to attack people and take away their stuff.
他们是一种游牧民族，他们很强壮，而且会很喜欢去侵略其他的民族。
Rephidim is the last stop before they reach Mount Sinai.
利非定这个地方呢，是他们要进入到西乃山之前的最后一站。
Why is that important? Mount Sinai is that mount where God met Moses and said, I'm going to send you back to Egypt, go get my people, bring them here, and let us have a worship service.
西乃山是当初耶稣呼召摩西说，你要进去埃及，把我的子民带领出来，来到这个地方来敬拜我的地方。
So we are told that the Amalekites, on their way to church, came and attacked them.
所以当这些以色列人他们要去敬拜的当中的时候，这些亚玛力人来攻击他们。
We're not told in this passage, but actually in Deuteronomy, the Amalekites attacked from the rear, from the back, where the tired and the widow, the old people, the children are.
这里面没有明确讲，但在《申命记》里面，他讲到这些亚玛力人他们来攻击以色列人的时候，他们是从以色列人的后方去攻击那些在后面的老弱的妇孺之类的人这样。
Let me ask you, you don't have to show your hands, but you were on your way to church and you have a fight in the car with your spouse.
我要问看看这里面人当中，在你要来今天去教会的时候，可能在当中跟你的配偶有争吵的。
Fight with your children in the car.
或者是跟你的小孩有争吵的。
And when you come up,And you reach church, you have to do your church face.
然后当你来到教会的时候，你还要摆出一个很友善的一个面孔。
I know what that's like.
我个人有这样的亲身经历，我知道是什么样一个样子。
Sometimes the enemy will attack at the places that you do not expect him would attack.
有时候仇敌来攻打我们的时候，就是让我们最不经意、最不知道他会来的时候来攻打我们。
And so the Amalekites deviously attacked the people of Israel. Now, let's set this up some more, because the Israelites, they were slaves. They're not used to warfare. They don't have all the military equipments geared to let them put their trust in themselves. They totally have to depend on God.
再给你一些背景，这些以色列人他们在埃及住了400年的奴隶，他们并没有受过正式的训练，没有任何的装备来打这场仗。
And so the Amalekites attack, and Moses came up with a strategy.
所以当这些亚玛力人来攻击的时候，摩西他就有了一个策略。
We are told he told Joshua, who is his mentee, that one who is being groomed to take over, you go and fight with them, but I will go on the mountaintop with the rod of God.
摩西对他的接班人约书亚说，你去来征战，我明天会站在山顶上拿着神的杖。
Now, if you love narrative and understand Hebrew narrative, you will see something very sweet in this.
如果你喜欢历史或喜欢尤其是犹太人这个历史，这里面有一个很甜蜜的经验在这里。
You come across the rod of God, you must ask the question, what is this rod?
当你看到这一讲说神的杖的时候，你不仅会讶异说这个杖到底是什么。
The first time we see this rod, there's a story behind it. When God met Moses on Mount Sinai, he said, what's that in your hand? And he said, it's a stick. Take it up.
当上帝第一次来碰见摩西的时候，上帝问摩西说，你手里拿的是什么？ 摩西说这是一根棍子，然后摩西上帝说把这个棍拿起来。
Watch this now. The first time it was just a rod. When Moses went to Egypt, it became the rod of Moses.
一开始它只是一个杖，可是当它到了埃及的时候，就变成摩西的杖。
And then that same rod was able to strike Egypt, part the Red Sea, and just before this passage, this rod was able to strut the rock and water came forth.
那这个杖呢，来到埃及的时候击打了埃及，到后来他们出来过了红海，然后当他们在旷野的时候，这杖击打石头的时候，水就从石头里出来。
But guess what? In this passage, it is the first time it is called the rod of God.
但是之前都是讲到是摩西的杖，在这里是第一次他说是神的杖。
Can you imagine a little piece of stick?
你可以想象，这是一个很普通的一个拐杖，一个牧羊人用的杖。
Now it's the rod of God.
来，这时候它变成神的杖。
Now I could preach a sermon on that alone because sometimes we easily throw away a stick, throw it in the fire, but when anything that is surrendered to God, it becomes an awesome weapon in the hand of God. Amen.
很多时候我们可能会很快的跳过这东西，但是任何东西不管它多么的不平，不管它多么的平凡，在神的手里，它就能够成为神征战的兵器。
You know, sometimes we encourage parents where they're giving up on their child and say, boy, there is no hope for him. I said, no, not so with God. If God can take a stick, God can take anyone that is surrendered to him and use them for his glory.
很多时候，父母常常跟我讲说，我这个孩子我放弃，我没办法处理了。我跟他们讲说，不要放弃，因为如果上帝能够把一个杖成为一个得胜的武器，上帝可以把任何一个人变成得胜的人。
All right, let's keep going.
接下来我们继续往下看。So
we are told that in verse 10, so Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill in verse 11, and so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
于是耶稣亚照着摩西吩咐他的行了，去和亚玛力人征战。摩西、亚伦和户珥都上了山顶。摩西举起手来的时候，以色列人就得胜。摩西把手放下的时候，亚玛力人就得胜。What?
Did you get that?
没有看到里面的一些。
If you understand the Hebrew language, it's a very pictorial language, colorful.
这个希伯来文它是一个很有象征性很有印象的一个语言。
In other words, let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Usually you read Hebrew from right to left.
希伯来文实际上是从右边读到左边。
When they want to emphasize something in the Hebrew language, they will put it in the first part of the sentence, okay? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
所以他们要来加强这个注意的时候，他们会把这个重点放在最前面。
Or they use structure that they will talk like parallelism, one line goes like this, the other line follows it. They're using picture to communicate.
或者他是用那种平行句的方式来去表示他一个画面。
When Moses described an event like this, that when his arms are up, we are told Israel is winning. When his arms are down, Israel is losing. He's trying to get something across to us.
所以当摩西在这里解释描写说，当他手举起来的时候，以色列人就得胜；他手放下来的时候，亚玛力人就得胜。他想要告诉我们一件事情。
I want us to notice the location where Moses is standing.
我想让你先注意一下摩西所站立的地方。
And I want us to notice not just the location, but notice his perseverance.
不只是他所站立的地方，而且我让你看到他的坚定，他一个忍耐。
And I want us to notice his position.
而且我想让你知道看到他的一个地位。
And I want us to notice his companion.
然后我让你看到他旁边陪伴他的人。
All right, let's move to the next verse. We are told, but Moses' hands became heavy, and so they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it, and Aaron and Hur, these were leaders now, supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And so Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦与户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。约书亚用刀杀了亚玛力王和他的百姓。
So what was meant by this activity on this mountain? What is so significant about this?
摩西在山顶上的这个动作到底有什么重要性呢？
When I was younger, we used to watch what we call Western movies. Yes, we used to watch karate movies too, but we used to love to watch Western cowboy movies.
我年轻的时候，我们很喜欢看这个美国的西部牛仔电影。
In Western movies, when the bad guys get caught by the sheriff or the police, they would say, "Stick it up."
当那个在电影里面，当坏人被这个警长逮到的时候，警长会掏出枪，然后跟他讲说，把手举起来。
And that stick it up position was a position of surrender. So I give up. I give up.
所以这个把手举起来这个动作，它是一个象征，是一个投降的一个动作。一个放弃所有一些动作。
The activity of Moses here on the mountain was not new in the biblical history.
摩西在这里这样一个动作，在这个旧约历史里面，并不是一个第一次一个发生的事情。
There are many times God's people would employ such an activity.
很多时候你会看到上帝的子民就是用这种方式来敬拜他。
Actually, we are told Solomon, when he was dedicating the temple, he would lift his hands up in 1 Kings chapter 8 towards heaven, and he would pray to the Almighty God.
我们知道那个在列王记上讲到所罗门的时候，就讲到所罗门他举起双手来敬拜上帝。
The idea is one of, Lord, I cannot do it without you. We need you.
那双手举起来动作表示代表意思说，主啊，我们没有办法做到这件事情，我们需要你，我们需要你来帮忙。
I surrender to my will.
我把我的个人的意志在这里投降服在你前面。
We want your will. We want your divine intervention.
我们需要你，需要你这个全能的带领。
we pointed out some things here. I noticed, let's talk about it, is location.
我们刚才讲到说我们要来看一下他在他所站立的一个地方。
It reminded me in Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30.
在以西结书第22章第30节。
Where God, just before he sent Israel into captivity,
是当耶路撒冷被判到被俘虏到外地之前
，He said this and take note.
他讲到这一句，他说
，He said, not like God wanted to destroy His people, but He said this, and I want us to take note. He said, I search for a man among them who would build up the wall.And stand in the gap before me for the land so that I would not destroy it, but I found no one. In other words, God could not find someone who will pray on behalf of the nation lest he destroy it.
在以西结书当以色列被毁灭之前耶和华在这里讲说我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙在我面前为这地站在破口之处使我不毁灭这地我却找不到一个。就换句话说上帝在找一个愿意为着百姓来到他面前祷告恳求的人但是上帝在这里找不到任何一个人。
Where is your location?
你所站立的地方在哪里?
Are you standing in the gap for someone?
你是站立在一个破口的地方为着某一个人祷告吗?
Are you praying for someone, praying for the nation, praying for the church, and praying for your family?
你在为某一个人祷告，为这个国家祷告，为你的家人祷告，为这个教会祷告吗？
Yes, you may be saying yes, but have you secondly been persevering?
你敢说有，但是你有没有持续的祷告？
I know it's so easy to give up when things are not happening on our microwave time.
很多时候当事情没有像微波炉这么快的能够让事情发生的时候我们就感到沮丧。
We love the quick fix.
我们很喜欢能够一个很快速的解决问题。
But in Luke chapter 8 verse 1,
在路加福音第八章第一节
,we are told of a parable where Jesus in the beginning of the parable says this, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Luke 18, verse
1. 路加福音第十八章第一节他讲到一个比喻的时候他讲到一个比喻来讲说人怎么样必须常常祷告不可以灰心。
In other words, it's so easy for us when our arms get tired,And we don't see anything happening, we put it down and we want to quit.
所以对我来说我们实际上很容易去放弃当我们手感到累的时候当我们感到疲累的时候没有希望的时候我们很容易就是放弃。
In the parable, this lady, this widow went to the king for justice and the king said, go home.
在路加福音里面讲到这个比喻的时候有一个寡妇她来到法官面前想要寻求正义。然后这个法官跟他讲说你就回去吧。
And widows back in those days were desperate and she said, the only way I'm going to get justice to fix my business here is that man up there has to do something. And so she decided, I'm not going to give up, I'm going to stalk him.
这个寡妇知道在当时唯一能够帮他伸张正义的就是这个法官他说我不要放弃我要继续的来寻找他。
And the king said, one, this woman is gonna wear me out.
然后这个法官他心里想说哦这个妇人常常来烦我我就赶快把她伸冤免了她不断的来骚扰我。
Let me give her justice.
然后我就给她给她伸张正义吧。
My daughter, sometimes when they want something, daddy, 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 can I get daddy? And I said, no, not right now. Daddy, 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 daddy. And she did just wear me out. But mama is strong. Mama is stronger than I am. I will admit. And they keep daddy, daddy, daddy. Especially when I'm on the phone. Daddy, daddy, daddy. And I'm like, okay, go ahead.
牧师他在讲说他的女儿常常会就不停的跟他讲，然后大家爸爸爸爸爸爸爸爸来得取他所要的东西，然后牧师就受不了，就会妥协这样。
You see, especially when you're asking for God to do something that you know He wants to do, don't give up.
如果你知道你在做一件上帝要你做的事情的时候，请你不要放弃。
For example, the Bible says, it's not God's will for any to perish, but all to have, you know, come to know Jesus Christ.
父神不愿意任何一人成人，而是还需要他们来认识，知道他们来认识耶稣基督。
Keep praying for your lost loved ones.
所以如果你有 爱的人他还不信主的时候，你可以继续为他祷告。
Maybe some of us are struggling with fear and worries.
或者你可能心里面有害怕，有担忧。
Maybe you don't have enough money to retire, hon, and you say, I came over here too late to America, and you're nervous about the future.
或者你说，哎，我的那个银行里面不够存款，没办法退休，我来美国来太晚，你不知道未来会怎么样。
Maybe your children used to be at church and involved, but no, they're not walking with the Lord, and you're scared, you wonder what's going to happen to them.
可能你的儿女曾经与神同行，在教会里面有参与有服事，但是现在与神远离，你在想说，我的儿女将来会怎么样？
Keep persevering in prayer.
继续不断地为他们来祷告。
Notice that Moses was not out there by himself.
你要看见的是，摩西在这里并不是独自的一个人在这里。
He had help.
He had help. 他有帮忙。
Aaron and Ur were up there with him.
亚伦与户尔在那个地方扶着他的手。
I know sometimes we go to prayer meeting or you have some things personal on your heart and you don't want to share with anyone.
你可能有时候你到祷告会或是你在小组的时候，你心里面有一些东西你不愿意去与其他人分享。
Sometimes you are afraid what people will say.
因为想说其他人会怎么样来看我，怎么样来说我。
Bible says to bear one another's burdens.
圣经里面告诉我们要来彼此扶，担对方的重担。
You see, I alone cannot lift this podium up, but with Andy and I, we can lift it up together.
我一个人没有办法把这个讲台抬起来，但是当我跟牧师在一起的时候，我们就可以把这个抬起来。
I tell you, sometimes like I'm going to prayer meeting and I have this burden on my heart. And just having my brothers and sisters pray with me, I just leave. I don't know what happened, but somehow in the spirit, something is broken.
有时候我去祷告会路上的时候，心里有这样很大的重担。但是当我跟弟兄姐妹一起祷告的时候，我离开那个地方，就好像得到释放，在这个属灵上有一些奇妙的事情发生。
And my wife will ask, how was prayer meeting tonight? I said, tonight was great.
然后我太太就问我说，哎，今天晚上祷告会怎么样？然后我就说，哦，今天晚上祷告会太赞了。
Do you have any burdens?
你内心里面有什么重担?
The Bible said we should pray for one another.
圣经说我们要为彼此来代祷。
You see, if you don't give that burden together to the Lord, you will carry a burden, even back in the old days, back in the days in remote parts of China, you're carrying the burden. Nobody, that's how many Christians look. They're going to church.
所以很多基督徒他们是独自背着自己的重担，他们来到教会的时候就垂头丧气。
We need to carry the burden together to the Lord.
我们需要把这样一个重担来到上帝的面前。
You see, Jesus died to give us victory, but we're not making use of the resources that we have in Christ.
耶稣基督他为我们死，使我们得到得胜，但是我们很多时候没有再来使用。 上帝所给我们的一个产业这样的应许。
I love how Hebrews 4:16 puts it, come before the throne of grace so that you may find mercy and grace to help in time of trouble.
希伯来书第4章第16节这样说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为的是要领受怜悯，得到恩惠，作为及时的帮助。
As a matter of fact, if you have your pens, I want you to write down some verses that you can look at later.
如果你有笔的话，我想让你写下一些你晚一点可以看的一些经节。
In Psalm 63 verse 7, it says, Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name.
诗篇63篇第4节, 所以讲说，我要一生称颂你，我要奉你的名举手祷告。
In Psalm 28 verse 2, he says, Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands towards your holy sanctuary, that is in the church.
诗篇第28篇第2节讲说，我要向你呼求，向你的至圣所祷告的时候， 举手祷告的时候，求你垂听我恳求的声音。这里讲到至圣所，就是讲到我们的教会。
It gets even better. In Psalm 141 verse 2, let my prayer be set before you as incense. That's fragrant incense. And the lifting up my hands as the evening sacrifice.
诗篇141篇第二节，愿我的祷告好像香安放在你面前，愿我的手高举好像献晚祭。
And in Psalm 134 verse 2, he encourages them, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord.
诗篇134篇第二节，你们要向圣所举手祷告，称颂耶和华。
And here is my favorite here to send it home in Lamentation 2:19. It says,Arise, Lamentation 2:19. Arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up your hands towards Him for the life of your young children who faint from hunger at the head of every street.
就是我喜欢最喜欢的是耶利米哀歌第二章第十九节，讲到夜里每到交更的时分，你要起来呼喊，在主面前你要清心如水，你的孩童在各街头上因饥饿昏倒，你要为他们的性命向主举手祷告。
I think God is trying to make a case here.
上帝这里好像要告诉我们一件很重要的事情。
I hope we're getting it.
我希望我们能够听到上帝要跟我们讲的话。
In our day and age where we can pop something in the microwave and get it quick, the Christian life don't really work like that all the time.
我们可能已经习惯了能够把食物放到 microwave 里面两三分钟就好，但是基督徒的生命并不是这个样子。
It says, ask and it will be given. Knock and the door will open. In other words, it's present continuous tense. You have to keep on doing it.
这里面讲到寻求又寻见，叩门就给你开门，是讲到一个不停的一个动作。
You know, in our world here in America, especially where we have so much wealth, it's so easy for us, we just throw some money at the problem.
尤其在我们这个西方社会里面，大家都很有富，在金钱上都很富裕的时候，我们常常会想说，有问题了，我们就看怎么样可以用钱来解决这件事情。
But God has a way to fix that.
但上帝有一个来解决这样一个问题的方法。
There are some problems that there is no money can fix.
因为上帝会给你一些问题是任何金钱都没有办法解决的。
You see, Israel could not take the Amalekites on their own.
以色列人他们独自自己的靠自己的时候，没办法来打败这些亚玛力人。
With Moses in his location and his position and his perseverance and the communion up there on the mountain, they know it is God alone who can help.
但是当摩西站在这个破口，举起双手向上帝来祷告的时候，旁边有两个人来扶持他的时候，他们在这时候靠的就是上帝来得胜这场征战。
How do we know that we are in a spiritual warfare?
你怎么知道你在一个属灵征战里面？
When you see more of the activity of Satan,
当你看到更越来越多撒旦的作为的时候，
discouragement is a major thing among people.
一个沮丧常常是一个在我们当中会发生的事情。
Young people want to commit suicide. Young people who have so much.They want to commit suicide.
你看到年轻人像自杀 的情形越来越严重。
Marriages are falling apart.
婚姻开始破灭。
People are worshipping sex and the idol of money and self.
人在所敬拜所追求的是性是金钱。
People are not walking in the joy of the Lord.
你看到的是人没有继续在耶稣的这个喜乐里面行走。
You see, Satan is working behind the scenes and going public with who he is.
当你看到耶稣，看到魔鬼在后面这样做这件事情的时候，来到造成这个现象。
What happened to the joy of the Lord that is our strength?
我们在主里面这个喜乐到哪里去呢？
Brothers and sisters, it says in the New Testament, "My house shall be called a house of prayer for the nations."
在圣里面讲到说，我的殿要成为祷告的殿，成为万国祷告的殿。
You want to see a powerful church? It's not by the amount of money in the bank account. It's not by the number of people of the church. You want to see a powerful church? Show up at the prayer meeting.
你想要看到一个得胜的教会，一个有能力的教会，并不是说你有多少钱在这个银行里面，或是有多少的人来参加这个教会。你想要看那个得胜有能力的教会，你来祷告，来参加祷告会。
I love Jim Cimbala. He's the pastor for Brooklyn Tabernacle Church in Brooklyn.
在纽约那个布鲁克林一个教会一个牧师。
When he went to New York, he hated it. All the drug infestation around.
当他被呼召到纽约的时候，他事实上很恨恶那个地方，因为那个地方到处都是毒品泛滥一些的问题。
To add matters worse, he lost one of his daughters. Were lost to drugs.
甚至他因为他有一个女儿，就是因为毒品，所以离开了上帝。
That's painful when you're a pastor and you're losing your own kids.
那他女儿甚至因为过世，所以对一个牧师来讲，这毒品这东西是一个很难去面对的东西。
He said he would go to church and he was preaching and he said he even got bored of his own preaching.
他说他甚至到教会的时候，他在讲道，他觉得他自己讲道都让他自己觉得很无聊。
That's serious business when the preacher got bored of his own preaching.
你可以想象一个讲员在上面讲道的时候，他觉得他自己讲的东西是非常的无聊，是一个很严重的问题。
But then people start to pray.
但是人他们开始祷告。
And they start to pray all night.
他们开始整夜的祷告。
Just like Jesus, before he chose his disciples, he spent all night praying.
就像耶稣在选十二个门徒的时候，他花了整夜的时间来祷告。
And slowly things start to happen in Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. It's like the Spirit of God came upon them afresh.
这个布鲁克林会幕教会，他们就慢慢的接着祷告之后，开始好像上帝的灵、上帝的生命在他里面开始运作。
And powerful things start to happen. Wonderful testimonies. People were forsaking their jobs.
奇妙的见证就开始发生。那个人就得到医治，开始有人弃绝他们的毒品。
Even his own daughter came home one day and said, "Mommy, I want to talk to Daddy." And Daddy had said, "I don't want to see my daughter unless she get herself right."
这个牧师曾经对他女儿说，如果他没有吵之前，我就不想跟他讲话。这有一天，他女儿回来到家里，跟妈妈讲说，我想要跟爸爸说话。
And before she showed up, the night before Tuesday night, they were praying, and one lady in the church said, "I felt like God wants us to pray for your daughter."
当这个女儿来的前一天晚上，他们在祷告会的时候，有一个姐妹对这个牧师说，我感觉到上帝要我来为你的女儿祷告。
And he said in that prayer room, it was like a woman giving birth. Pardon me, ladies. It was a travailing taking place. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Just the Bible, by the way, used that word labor in prayer.
他说那一天晚上在祷告会的时候，就好像这个妇女在生产的这个阵一阵又一阵的阵痛的那个痛苦的来祷告。
And when his daughter came home and she said, "Daddy, Daddy, I want to come back to Jesus." And then she said, "But who was praying for me on Tuesday night?"
那女儿回来的时候就跟爸爸说，爸爸，我要回到耶稣面前，但是谁在为我祷告？星期二晚上谁在为我祷告呢？
We're in spiritual warfare.
我们所处的是一个属灵征战。
I'm concerned about the youth of today.
我为着我们现在这个世代的年轻人担忧。
There is such a coldness, a callousness that, to be honest, in my generation, I've never seen that.
他们的心里面好像有长了很厚的茧，有这样一个冷酷，是我从我的经里面都没有看过的。
They're going to church because they're expected to. Their parents want them to go. They're not going because.I want to go to church. I remember when I got saved, I couldn't wait until the church door opened.
很多时候他们来到教会的时候，是因为父母要求他们来到教会，心里并没有那样一个火热。但是我记得，当我信主的时候，我甚至会等不及等到教会的门打开，就想要来教会。
What is going on?
到底发生了什么事情？
The enemy is picking them off one by one. Bye bye.
仇敌在一个一个的攻击他们。
What we're gonna have to do, parents? We have to go on our knees.
父母，我们应该做什么呢？我们就要来到上帝面前屈膝来祷告。
And when they're sleeping, we cry out to God.
在半夜时候，他们睡着的时候，我们来呼求上帝。
And if your husband is sleeping, you wake him up. Get up.
如果你的丈夫在睡觉的时候，你把你的丈夫叫醒，一起来祷告。
And guess what? Don't be reactive. Be preemptive. In other words, don't wait until they get married before you start praying for them when they're married to some knucklehead. Start to pray now so they're married to a good man, a good woman.
不要等到事情发生，事情已经快要没有办法挽回的时候才开始祷告。从现在就开始让祷告，你不想要等到他们结婚，结果发现结婚的对象是一个很错误的对象的时候才让他们祷告。
I love what Jeremiah 33 puts it. Call upon the Lord and I will show you great and mighty things.
耶利米书第33章第
33.
I think verse 3. Verse 3. 他这里讲说，你呼求我，我就应允你，并且把你所不知道的那些伟大奥秘的事告诉你。
Brothers and sisters, we want to see great things happening.
弟兄姐妹，我们希望看到的是一个看到奇妙的大事发生。
We're told that the Lord said to Moses after they were defeated, the Amalekites, he says, write this for a memorial. In other words, I want you to remember this. In the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, the one who's going to take over, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called its name, the Lord is my banner. And for he said, because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Right now there is no more Amalekites.
出埃及记17章这里第14到16节这里讲说，耶和华对摩西说，我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。摩西逐了座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我升起的意思。又说耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。也上帝这样讲的时候，他的话就成立这个世代已经没有亚玛利人了。
A praying church is a powerful church.
一个祷告的教会是一个有能力的教会。
A praying church is an impactful church.
一个祷告的教会是一个有影响力的教会。
A praying church is a proactive church.
一个祷告的教会是一个有行动力的教会。
A praying church is a God glorifying church.
一个祷告的教会是上帝所荣耀的教会。
You see, the more you go on your knees, is the more you see God at work.
你越在你的自己的生命里面屈膝祷告的时候，你就越会看见上帝他行的大能。
And God would allow difficult things to happen in our lives because we easily get self-sufficient, but when things are happening that we can't control, so that we will know our sufficiency is in Him.
上帝会常常让你的生命里面碰到一些困难，因为我们很容易觉得我们自己可以。当上帝用这些困难让你来知道说，原来你在每一天生命的时候，你就要来靠他。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
What are we gonna do?
我们要做什么呢？
What are we gonna do?
我们要怎么做？
I remember one of the passages that we are told.
我记得有一个经文是以前所读过的。
In Philippians chapter 1,
在腓立比书第一章
verse 19,
第一章第十九节。
Just in case you think this is an Old Testament thing, notice what Paul says in Philippians chapter 1:19.
这个不只是在旧约里面有讲到，在新约保罗也同样有讲到。
For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
保罗对教会这里讲说，因为我知道借着你们的祈求和耶稣基督灵的帮助，我一定会得到释放。
And when he turns to Timothy, his young minister, he says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, before you start anything, the first thing that you should do, I desire therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up all hands without wrath and doubting.
保罗在教导他的接班人提摩太的时候，他也讲到说，在提摩太前书第二章第八节，他说：“因此，我愿意男人没有愤怒，没有争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。”
In Acts 6, when they had some dispute about food, and they want to get the elders involved, the elders said, "No, no, 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 no. You chose men to do that. We will give ourselves to prayer and the study of the word.
在使徒行传初代教会的时候，他们为着分派食物产生的纷争，他们来到这些门徒面十二使徒面前。这十二使徒跟你讲说，你们要自己去找出弟兄来管理这件事情。至于我们要专心祈祷传道。
I could talk about 2 Corinthians 1:11. I could talk about Colossians 4:2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. I could talk about Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
其他几张经节你们可以自己写下来回去看，在哥林多后书第一章第十一节，哥罗西书第四章第二节。那最后我要念的是在以弗所书第六章第十八节这里讲说，借着各样的祷告和祈求，随时在圣灵里祈祷，并且要在这世上很久警醒，为众圣徒祈求。
You know, I was sharing with Pastor last Tuesday.
上个礼拜我在跟王牧师在讲话的时候。
And both of us were mutually agreeing that it seemed like there is a spiritual lethargicness, a tiredness.
我们在讨论的时候，我们觉得说，在教会里面有这样一个属灵的疲惫，这个软弱。
I'm seeing it in the young adults. I'm seeing it in the youth.
在我们年轻的人、年轻的弟兄里面，在我们的年轻的朋友里面，他们就看到有这样一个现象。
And as a pastor, you're afraid to ask them to do anything because they already look tired and sleepy.
作为一个牧者，我就会很不愿意，会很害怕去要他们做更多事情，因为他们已经感到他们已经很累了。
We live in Washington D.C. area where it's so competitive and so busy.
能住在这个东部华盛顿 D.C. 这个地方，是一个步调很快而且竞争很强的一个地方。
And to make time for prayer is just not compatible with a busy life.
要花时间来祷告，好像跟我们这个繁忙的生活这扯不上关系。
But not according to the Bible.
但这并不是按照圣经的教导。
And not according to Charles Spurgeon, the prince of preachers.
Charles Spurgeon 一个传道人，他也说过一些话。
And Charles Spurgeon from England, they said, Charles,How come your preaching is so powerful? And he took them downstairs and showed them believers praying 24/7 for him.
他们问 Charles 说，为什么你的讲道这么能力？他就把他们带到这个教会一个祷告室里面有弟兄姐妹24小时在为他祷告。
Let's bring back the days like Jonathan Edwards when he's preaching about sinners in the hands of an angry God. People are crying, they don't want to wait for the sermon to finish before they run to the altar. Save me!
以前 Jonathan Edwards 他那时候在布道的时候大有能力，他讲到说是罪人在这个愤怒的神的手里面的时候，影响到所有的人，他们愿意来到上帝面前来悔改。
And let us wake up, church.
教会希望我们来苏醒。
We are in spiritual warfare.
我们在一个属灵的征战里面。
And with a spiritual warfare, you need spiritual weapons.
一个属灵征战需要的一个属灵的装备。
I remember one of Jesus' disciples, they came to him. They were trying to cast out the devil out of some people. And they said, Jesus, how comes we could not cast out the demons out of the people?
我记得耶稣的门徒有一次来到耶稣面前问耶稣说，我们试着想要把这个鬼赶出去，但是我们却做不到，是为什么呢？
And guess what Jesus said?
那你知道耶稣怎么回答吗？
Such come by prayer and fasting.
他说这一类的鬼若不是靠着祷告跟禁食，是没有办法赶出去的。
You know, if you're in warfare and the enemy is flying over with his big jet, you can't use a little fortified to take him down. Bye, bye. That's not gonna work.
如果你在一个属灵征战里面，你的仇敌是开着战斗机，然后你是想着用手枪把它打下来，这是不太可能的事情。
You need something bigger like that than an anti-missile or something to take it down.
你需要的是一个防空的一个飞弹，才能把这个飞机打下来。
We're dealing with some serious demonic things. We have to wear out that knees and lose some pounds. We're not going to eat until God does something.
所以我们在对上这样的仇敌的时候，我们就真的是要来到我们的膝盖，来到上帝的面前，甚至我们可能要 进食啊、来到上帝面前。
I promise you, one more story, one more story.
最后一个故事我要跟你分享。
One of my favorite stories.
一个我最喜欢的一个故事。
Jacob was in Genesis 32, God told him, go back home. You have enough family now, Dad, go back home.
在创世纪里面那个雅各他已经很多的财产的时候上帝跟他讲说你要回去你原来的地方。
Now, if you remember, Jacob was running from home because his brother wanted to kill him.
雅各当时他离开家里，因为他的哥哥想要来杀他。
Because why? Because he deceived his brother. He cheated his brother.
因为当时他雅各他骗了他的哥哥，夺了他哥哥长子的名分。
On his way home, he heard over the press that his brother is coming to meet him.With not one, two, but 400 of his men.
所以当他在往回家路上的时候，他的那个使者跑来跟他讲说，你的哥哥带了400人要来找你。
Jacob started to shake. He was so nervous.
然后就开始非常的惧怕，非常的焦虑。
Now he's on his way back home because of God's command. That's where the blessing is. But his brother is coming.
他要回到家里是因为上帝的命令说你要回到家里，这是祝福的地方，但是他的哥哥现在要来攻打他。
But something happened that night.
那天晚上发生一件事情。
After he sent away his family,
他先把他的孩子、妻子送过去。
We are told a man met him and there was a wrestling match.
有一个人来与他摔跤。
And the wrestling match took place all night.
这个摔跤是在整夜的摔跤。
And we learned that wrestler, that man, was not just any man, he was the God man. Jesus showed up in the Old Testament.
那并不是任何一个其他人，而是在这里这个人他是这个神人，是耶稣他自己在旧约里面他出现。
But there was a mystery. There was a mystery. At the end of the wrestling match, it says,But Jacob wrestled with God and man and prevailed. How could Jacob wrestle with God and prevail against God?
这里面有一个奥秘是在第二十八节，是讲说你的名字不要再叫做雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力都得了胜。人怎么可能胜过神呢？
This gets sweeter because when he held on to the angel touched his socket. It's like breaking the forearm of the quarterback.You cannot throw the ball. You can't win if your socket is touched.
那甚至一个很奇怪的地方就是这个神人在离开的时候摸了他的这个大腿这个地方，他的大腿就大腿窝上的筋就伤痛，就好像一个运动员他的手没有办法使用一样。
But how did he win?
但是他到底是怎么赢的呢？
He knew.
他知道。
That only God.
只有上帝。
Can change his situation.
可以来改变他的情况。
And he clung desperately.
所以他就紧紧地抓住神。
And he said, I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me.
他说如果你不给我祝福我就不让你走。
Until you change my situation.
如果你不改变我的情况我就不让你走。
Until you change my family.
如果你不改变我的家庭我就不让你走。
Until you change my church.
如果你不改变我的教会我就不让你走。
You see, Jacob thought it was his brother that is stopping him from getting his blessing. No! If you can prevail against God, you can prevail against man.
雅各原本以为是他的弟兄来阻止他得到这个祝福，但是事实上不是，是上帝在这里要先紧紧抓住上帝。
And that's why God said, "A broken and a contrite spirit, I will not despise."
上帝在圣里面讲说，一个忧伤痛悔的心，我必不轻看。
Are we broken?
我们是不是忧伤痛悔呢？
Are we destitute and we really want God to work?
我们是不是真的到一个情景，我们渴望，我们希望上帝来动工呢？
Do we want God to show up?
我们想要上帝来出现吗？
Yeah, I'm all for planning meetings and strategies and discussion, but let's put that 10% and 90% praying.
我并不反对计划开会等等，但是我们花 10% 的时间在上面， 90% 的时间在祷告。
And we're not going to leave until God change circumstances.
上 在上帝没有改变情况之前，我们不会离开。
Maybe you're here today and you don't have a relationship with God.
可能今天你在这里，你与耶稣还没有一个任何的关系。
Well, guess what? You don't have the blood of Jesus cover you. You don't have access to God.
如果你没有耶稣的宝血来遮盖你的时候，你就没有办法来到坦然的来到上帝面前。
It's when you repent, you now become a child of God, and you have access to the throne of grace.
只有当你悔改来跟随耶稣的时候，你才能够来到上帝的宝座前面。
And that's why we encourage you to repent and believe in Jesus.
所以我们鼓励你，如果你还不认识他的话，来悔改来到他面前，来跟随他。
Let that picture burn in our souls.
我渴望这个画面能够烙印在我们的灵魂里面。
I want us to be a praying church.
我希望我们是一个祷告的教会。
Let's not wait until we get the diagnosis that we have cancer.
不要等到说我们好像已经被医生宣布说我们有癌症的时候我们才祷告。
Let's not wait until the children fall away and so forth. No, let's be proactive.
不要等到说我们的孩子已经离开上帝的时候我们才祷告，我们现在就要开始。
My house shall be called a house of prayer.
我的家必要侍奉耶和华，要成为一个祷告的殿。
Amen.All right, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday night.
所以我希望看到每一个人在星期二祷告会晚上出现。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
父神，我们感谢你。
Thank you for reminding us the importance of prayer.
感谢你来提醒我们祷告的重要性。
And not just some drive-through prayer.
并不只是好像这个移动式的很快速的祷告。
But broken and desperately crying out to you.
但是这个忧伤痛悔不停地来到你面前来向你呼喊。
Oh, we need you, God. We need you.
天父，我们需要你，我们真的需要你。
And Lord, if there's someone here who don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, the risen Lord.
主，但是若是我们当中有还不认识你，不知道你复活的大能的。
Open their hearts, Lord.
求你开他们的心。
To believe and trust in you.
能够来相信你，能够来跟随你。
Oh God, we need you.
天父，我们需要你。
May REM become a house of prayer.
愿我们教会成为一个祷告的殿。
Prayer for the nations.
为万国来祷告。
Standing in the gap for America.
在这个破的缺口里面站着为美国来祷告。
Standing in the gap for the families.
为着站在破口为家庭来祷告。
Standing in the gap for the communities.
站在破口为我们的社区祷告。
Standing in the gap for the churches.
站在破口为我们的教会祷告。
Oh God, we hear us now from heaven.
天父，求你在天上聆听我们的祷告。
Oh Lord, strengthen us, oh God.
天父，求你来赐力量给我们。
May we resolve in our hearts, purpose in our hearts that we will become a place of prayer.
主帮助我们，让我们能够定义成为一个祷告的殿。
For we ask in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名而求。
And now God's people say,
"Amen,
Amen, Amen."